Reformed Church.
I tell you what, man, it is so good that the Lord has taught us rest from works. Because, you know, when I was telling Pastor Jose this the other day, that when you have to do something, or when you think that you have to do something for God, you are very conscious of what you take on. So, if, for instance, if you were a worker for God, you wouldn't commit to raising the dead. You wouldn't commit to things that you know are beyond you. It would be very hard for you to believe in the resurrection of the dead, for you to believe in the healing of the sick, for you to believe in, you know, various working of miracles, because you're the worker. And it's very hard for you to spend what you don't have, right? So you're very conservative with where you go in your mind when you're the worker. But when you have rest from works and it's the Lord that does it through you, now just anything goes now, because now it's His almighty power working through you. And now, you know, we were talking about Charlie Kirk before. Now it's like you talk about that and just be like, sure, it's easy now because I'm not the worker. So I was telling Pastor, it's like having the company card. Now, I'm not saying you should really do this, but I'm saying it's the way that people typically would use like a company card. When it's someone else's money, you're like, and they say, hey, you can spend on whatever you want. You can just swipe, and it doesn't matter because it's not your money. Now, when it's your money that you're spending, you're very conservative because if you know I don't have a lot, and you're very picky and choosy about what you will commit to, what you will spend on because it's my money and I don't have a lot, I have a finite amount. And it's the same thing with our own ability. You're very conservative about what you will commit to if you see your ability as finite and you don't see it as nothing, but you see it as something, but it's finite. So you'll commit to loving your neighbor because you think you can do that. You'll commit to helping the old lady cross the street because you think you can do that. But when it comes to raising the dead, it's like, no. Like your mind can't even go there. But once you know that it's that you have rest from works and it's not you, the Lord has been given to live through you, then it's the company card now. It's all His might, His infinite power. You can just be like, yeah, we can do that. Someone talks about someone that, yeah, we can raise the dead. Let's pray for him. We can do that. Because it's company card. Swipe. And you can spend all the Lord's money because He has an infinite amount. He's given all that to us to swipe wherever we want, and you don't have to be conservative anymore. So when you dream about things, and I'm talking about godly things, all things that pertain to life and godliness, I'm not talking about money, I'm not talking about, you know, dreaming on the wrong things, but I'm saying when you dream and hope and see things for your future or for the future of other people, you got the company card. You don't have to stay small. In fact, you shouldn't, right? The Lord's encouraging us to see the scope of what He's given us and see the scope of what that looks like in manifestation, and you don't have to be conservative anymore. In fact, when you're conservative, it's probably because you're trusting in yourself. You're seeing your ability, your fleshly ability, and therefore your mind can't go beyond those bounds. Or even if it does, it doesn't go too far because you're still trusting your ability. And when you're trusting your own finances, for instance, and you're leaning and depending on your own finances, you're going to be careful what you swipe your card on. You're going to be careful what you commit to and what you're spending. But when a company says there's an infinite amount of resources, spend whatever you want, you don't have to be conservative anymore. In fact, you shouldn't be. If you're living on some meagerly means when the company gives you the card like that, you're doing it out of your own fears and your own deception, because if the company says spend on what you want, infinite resources, then you should take advantage of that. And of course, when it comes to the Lord, this is where it really becomes important, because people need what the Lord gave us. Charlie Kirk, right, needs what the Lord gave us. His family needs what the Lord gave us. That's one example, and just because he's more well-known does not mean that it's more important. There are a lot of people right now as we're talking where they have family members that are dying or are sick, or just people that need salvation, people that need the gospel from you. And stop limiting yourself to just telling other people about Jesus. Because when you limit yourself to that, what you're doing is you're leaning on your own ability. You think, that's within the realm of what I can do. So I'll commit to that. I'll swipe my card on that. But when it comes to someone that says someone died, you won't open up your mouth and say, you know what? I can pray for that person. God's given me power to be able to raise the dead. Jesus actually provided this. Can I pray with you for that person? You can pray with them just like you were praying for them if they were sick. You know, this is how you pray for the resurrection of the dead. You can grab their hands. You can do whatever you want. And you can ask them their name, however you want to do it. But you can say whatever. It's Sally. Sally died. Okay, so Sally, we command you in the name of Jesus to get up right now from wherever you are. And I command you to live. I command life to come into you right now in the name of Jesus. You don't have to ask permission from God. You don't have to do any of that. You just speak to Sally's body, because that's the way that Jesus taught us to pray. I believe it's in Mark chapter 11, that you speak to it. And then you can just say, Sally, get up in the name of Jesus. That's how someone prays when they have authority to use and just swipe the card wherever they want. You don't have to keep calling the company and saying, can I swipe the card? Can I have this? Can I have this? No. He already gave you the card. Just swipe it where you want it. So I just want to tell you that, because when you see God's infinite resources he's given you, you don't care. I'll swipe it wherever. There's a need. You know what? You have a financial need? I'll pray with you about a financial need. If it's the gospel, sure, I'll give you the gospel too. But I'm just saying, don't limit yourself, because when you do that, you're probably just trusting and only seeing your own ability and not God's ability on the inside of you, which is almighty. So again, just there's so much available to us. Just start thinking about these things and meditating on the huge scope of this, because there's no sense in limiting what God already gave you for free.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.